Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivam Samechei Mabeis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Samechei Mabeis. It says the Mishnah, Ish Mitzvah Al Peri Rivya. A man is Mitzvah Al Peri Avu, Avaloya Ish of another woman, Rabbi Yechman Breikas Chaylik, he's Aymer, he says, Al Shnehem, who Aymer, on both man and woman, it says, Vayivarech Aysam Elokim, Vayimer Lam Elokim, Peri Avu, both of them have a Chiyav of a Peri Avu. Now it says the Gemara Minani Mili, how does the Tanakama know that only a man is Mechiyav and Peri Avu? Amar Bilam, Yishimar Belazib Reb Shimon, Amar Krab, because the Torah says, Umilu Asarz Vikivshua, it says after Hashem says Puravu, he says, and fill the world and conquer it. Now, Ish Darko Lechavish, Vein Ish Darko Lechavish, it's the way of a man to go to war, not the way of a woman to go to war. So it must be, since that's said in the context of Puravu, that only a man is Mitzvah and Puravu. Ask the Gemara Adarabba, Ukivshua Tarti Mashma. The word Kivshua is written in Lashon Rambam. It sounds like both man and woman have a Chiva Puravu. Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak, Ukivsha Ksiv. That's why the Torah leaves out the Vav. It says that Ukivsha, even though we read the word Ukivshua, but it's written without the Vav, that Dafka in this type of way to teach us that only a man is Mechayev and Peruvu. Says the Gemara of Yosef Amar, he says a different Makar for how the Tanakhama knows that only a man is Mechayev and Peruvu. It's Mehacha, Anikel Shakai, Perei Ureve. Hashem tells Yaakov that you should be Perei Ureve, Veloi Kamar, Peruvu. He doesn't say Blashen Rabim. Now, even though Tesis points out by Adam Arishain, Hashem said Peruvu, Blashen Rabim, that was a bracha, that wasn't said as a Chiyev. Over here, Hashem is talking to Yaakov Avinu, he's telling him a command that you should be Perei Ureve, and says that Blashen Yachid, you see only a man is Mechayev and Peruvu. Now we mentioned the Shita of Rabbi La, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. He was the first Makar. So says the Gemara now some other memories in the name of Rabbi La, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, Rabbi La, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. Kishem Shemitzvah Adam Leimer Davar Nishma. Just like a person should tell someone something if he's going to listen to him, he should give him the Musar if he'll take it. Kach Mitzvah Adam Shulay Leimer Davar Sheinei Nishma. He should not give Musar if the person's not going to take it. And more than that, Rabbi Abba Leimer Chayva. It's actually a Chiv not to keep your mouth shut in such a case and to give Musar in a case where he is going to listen. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Al Toichach Leitz Pen Yisna Echka. Don't give Musar to the Leitz. He's just going to hate you for it. Hayichach LeChacham V'Avecha. You should give Musar to the Chacham, and he'll actually love you for it. V'Amar B'Loim Yishim Rav Lazar Reb Shimon. Mutar Leila Adam L'Shanis B'Dvar HaShalim. It's mutar for a person to lie if he's doing it in order to maintain Shalim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Avicha Tziva V'Gaimer Kaisimru LeYosef Anasana V'Gaimer. The brothers tell Yosef after Yaakov died that Yaakov told us that you should forgive us for selling you, even though Yaakov never said that. They lied for Shalom. Rav Nasan Aymer, it's a mitzvah to lie for Shalom. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'yoymer Shmuel, Eich Eilich V'shama Shol V'argani. Shmuel says to Hashem, how am I going to go anoint David? Shaul's going to hear about this. He's going to kill me. Hashem says to Shmuel, no, go tell him that you're going to bring a carbon. So you see, Hashem gave him a tzivoy to lie for Shalom. Divei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Gadol HaShalom, Sha'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shina Boy. You see how great Shalom is. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu lied for Shalom, so to speak. Sarah, when she finds out she's going to have a child, she says, how are we going to have children? Avram Avinu is so old, he can't have children. And Hashem, when he was telling it over to Avram, he says that Sarah said, I'm so old, how am I going to have a child? She didn't say it about Avram. He didn't say it about Avram, so that was lying, so to speak, in order to maintain Shalom. Rabbi Yechim and Broka, we said in the Mishnah, the Machlikas Tanayim, whether or not a woman is Mechayev and Peruvu. Itmar, we learned that Rabbi Yechim and Rabbi Yishu ben Levi. It was Machlikas between Rabbi Yechim and Rabbi Yishu ben Levi. They argued who the halacha is like. Says the Gemara that this time Rabbi Yechon and who the Amar ain't halacha. We could bring a raya that Rabbi Yechon is one who said that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yechon and Breika. Diyasev Rabbi Avayu v'kamar mishmeid Rabbi Yechon that halacha v'adjun Ravami Ravasi l'apayu. Because we have a story that Rabbi Avayu said over this halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechon that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon and Breika, and Ravami and Ravasi, they disagreed, so they turned their faces from him. Ravi Kedami, some have different names, that there was Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar, he is the one who said it in the name of Rabbi Yechon that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon and Breika, v'adjun Ravami Ravasi l'apayu, and it was to him that Ravami and Ravasi, they turned their faces. Now the Gemara just says that regarding this, that they turned their faces. Amra Papa Bishlam Alamand Amr Biavayu Amra Mishum Kavid Bekeisar Amru Levlay Midi. If it makes sense, like the first version, it was Rabbi Avayu who said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechim and Breika, and they disagreed. They held in that Bedas Rabbi Yechanan that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yechim and Breika. That's why they would turn their faces, because Rabbi Avayu was close to the Malchus. So that's Kfei the Malchus. They didn't want to say anything directly. Alamand Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba Amra Lemru Le But according to the second version, that it was Rabbi Chiya bar Abba who said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So why didn't they just tell him lahedia? That no, we disagree. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Why did they have to just turn their faces? Says the Gemara. Bottom line, my have Allah. What's the bottom line? What's the shita? What's the halacha? Bedas Rabbi Yochanan. What's the halacha? Tashima. We have a Rai from a Braisa. Amr of Acha bar Chanina. Amr of Avayu. Amr of Asi. That of the have the kamed Rabbi Yochanan bekanishta de Kesari. There was a story that happened in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the shul of Kesari. A woman came. She didn't have any children, so she wanted to get divorced, and she wanted her ksuba. Va'amar, and Rabbi Yechanan said, Yaitzi v'iting ksuba, that yeah, her husband is mechuyev to give her a get and to give her a ksuba because she's entitled to have children and she has a mitzvah. Now v'isal g'day tachlami pakta, and if you're going to tell me that a woman is not mitzvah peravu, ksuba ma'avidita, so why does she deserve her ksuba? If she wants out of the marriage, that's her loss and she loses her ksuba. Why does the man mechuyev to give her a get and give her a ksuba when she's anyways not mitzvah peravu? Says the Gemara, who says anything about the mitzvah? It could be she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah puravu, but she still has a taina. Dilma baba machmas taina. Maybe she's coming with a taina that she wants children. Ki ahida asar lekamed Rav Ami, like the lady who came to Rav Ami in this type of scenario, she didn't have children. And Amr lay, and she said to Rav Ami, have the ksuba, like, tell him to give me again, to give me a ksuba. And Amr lay, Rav Ami said to her, zil, let me pakta. Then no, go away, you're not mitzvah puravu anyways. So Amr lay, so she said to him, but I have a taina. May save udula, my tahavila dahitza. What's going to be with that lady? What's going to be with me when I get old? Who's going to take care of me? So Amar on that, Rav Ami said, "Ki ha vade kafina," and that's already a good taina. To that, we'll force him to give her again and to give her a ksuba. In a similar story, Ahida asar lekamid Rav Nachman, a woman came to Rav Nachman, also no children. She wanted a get, she wanted a ksuba, and Amar la Rav Nachman said to her, "Let me pakta. You're not mitzvah anyways. Go away." So Amar leis. So she said, "Loi boy hachitza chutzur liado. Don't I need a walking stick for my hand? Umar lekfura and a shovel to bury me. Meaning, I need someone who's going to take care of me when I'm old and when I die." So Amar he said, "Ah, ki ha vade kafina." That's already a good taina. For that, we'll force him to give her again, to give the ksuba. So there's no raya that Rabbi Yochanan was saying that the woman deserves her ksuba because she's mitzvah and puravu. It could be a woman is not mitzvah and puravu, but the lady came with a taina that she wants children for someone who's going to take care of her when she's older. Says the Gemara that Yehuda v'chizkiya t'umim hayu. Yehuda and v'chizkiya, they were children of Reb Chiya, and they were twins. Reb Chiya's wife used to have twins all the time, and Yehuda and v'chizkiya were one of those twins. Echa nigmar tzurasa l'saif tisha, v'echa nigmar tzurasa l'tchila shiva. And even though they were twins, they were actually born a few months apart. One of them had a full 9-month pregnancy. The other one was born in the beginning of the 7th month. Yehudis, the bis with Reb Chiya, had the latzar leida. Says the Gemara that Yehudis, who was Reb Chiya's wife, one of these times when she was having multiples, so she had tzar leida, it was a very painful birth. So at that point, she decided that's it. She didn't want to have children anymore. So Shanai Mana, so what she did was, is she disguised herself, she changed her clothing, and she went to the Gadol Hadar Reb Chiya to ask him a shayla, him not knowing that she's really his wife. Amra, so she said to him, "Itza mipakta peri veridia, is a woman mitzvah and puravu?" Amar lo, he said to her, "Lo, no." So Azla Ishta Samya Dakrasa. So she went and drank some sort of drink that made her into an akara that she wouldn't have any more children. L'soif igloi milsa, in the end it was revealed that what had happened. Reb Chiya chap, that it was really his wife, and this is what happened. She drank, she's not getting pregnant anymore. She drank this thing. So Amar lo, he said to her, that iku yaldasli chadukarsa achrisa, I wish you didn't drink that, you would have gotten pregnant at least just one more time. The Amar Mar, like Mar said, this wife of Reb Chiya used to have multiples, that you see Yehuda v'chizkiya achi and Pazi v'tavi achvasa. That Yehuda and Chizkiya are brothers, and Tavi and Pazi are sisters, and they were also twins. Now ask the Gemara, Vulaimi Pakte, is that really true that a woman is not mitzvah and puravu? V'amar v'acha bar rav ketina, amar rav Yitzchak, ma'isa, there's a story. B'isha acha shechetzia shivcha v'chetzia bas chayrin, she was half freed, half shivcha, so she had no one to marry. She couldn't marry a regular Yisrael because she was half shivcha. She couldn't marry an Eved because she was half bas chayrin. U'kafu es rabba v'asa bas chayrin. So what the Bezdin did is they forced the master to free her, this way she'd be fully freed and she'd be able to marry a regular Yisrael. So you see that they forced the master to free her in order so that she could be Mekai and Puravu. So you see, a woman is Mitzvah and Puravu. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak minan Hefker Naguba. No, really, she's not Mitzvah and Puravu. The reason why they forced the master to free her is because the fact that she was unable to get married was causing her to just be Mafka herself for Znus. So therefore, they forced the master to free her so that she wouldn't be acting like she wouldn't be Mafka herself for Znus, and she'd be able to marry Yisrael, Hajj, and Allah, Chabayavimtai.